She resumed her walks in the garden, generally alone, for, as we have mentioned, Jean Valjean, who was probably afraid of being seen through the fence, hardly ever went there. Jean Valjean's wound had created a diversion. When Cosette saw that her father was suffering less, that he was convalescing, and that he appeared to be happy, she experienced a contentment which she did not even perceive, so gently and naturally had it come. Then it was in the month of March. The days were growing longer. The winter was departing. The winter always bears away with it a portion of our sadness. Then came April, that daybreak of summer, fresh as dawn always is, gay like every childhood, a little inclined to weep at times like the newborn being that is. In that month, nature has charming gleams which pass from the sky, from the trees, from the meadows and the flowers into the heart of man. Cosette was still too young to escape the penetrating influence of that April joy, which bore so strong a resemblance to herself. Insensibly and without her suspecting the fact, the blackness departed from her spirit. In spring, sad souls grow light, as light falls into cellars at midday. Cosette was no longer sad. However, though this was so, she did not account for it to herself. In the morning, about 10 o'clock after breakfast, when she had succeeded in enticing her father into the garden for a quarter of an hour, and when she was